like, I had an ex-boyfriend, and, like, he always said that I did all this stuff, you know? He always has to be around me or whatever, and it was all my fault. But I didn't even say anything to him about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so he kind of just, like, whipped himself.
That's true, and I think that's most of the times that's the way it happens, it seems like. Because it's the same guys who are whipped, like the same guys in my friend circle, I guess, who get whipped once are the ones who get whipped again later on down the line.
Yeah.
It's just weird, some kind of weird disease that they haven't quite figured out how to heal it yet.
Guess.
Well, what's it like to be on the receiving end of being whipped then?
Well, I don't know. It's just really annoying because they're always, like, around you and stuff.
Yeah?
Like, they always, like, he was, like, living an hour away from me, and he, like, drove up every 2 days to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And told everybody that, you know, I was begging him to come see me, and I really wasn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a forced whipping by his own doing.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, because you know what, I was like, well, it seems like the guys are the ones most responsible for being whipped, because you can put a stop to it and say, hey, don't call me all the time when I'm out with my friends, and if that doesn't work, then maybe you shouldn't be together.
Yeah, and, like, he called me all the time. He still does, and we aren't even together. He calls, like, 18 times a day.
So you still got him whipped, and you're not even together.
I miss you.
Yeah, exactly.
I miss you bad.
Oh, is this a reunion right here on the phone line?
Is this Tabitha?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dang it.
One day, bro.
I suck.
One day.